This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I had to do a little shuffling from yesterday. Yesterday I got my eyes dilated and I just could not see nothing. So in order to try to get everything back in harmony within my universe, joining us now from the deep in the heart of Louisiana is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
I didn't know that I'd bring peace and harmony to the universe, but I'm glad that I can help you.
When I'm walking on my path, I want my stepping stones and my familiar objects and everything in place.
Here I am. Shall we jump in?
Let's jump in, shall we? And for everybody that is watching on, both of you just started the stream on Facebook. Both of you guys, I appreciate you guys being here. Thanks so much. Where would you like to go, sir?
Well, as is my usual pattern, since we're going to put the stepping stones in place, in Chicago, from Friday evening to Monday morning, we had 22 people wounded and one person shot to death by drug gangs who should have been disarmed if gun control worked, but they didn't. They were shot with guns. In Baltimore, Maryland, we had 3 people shot and wounded and 2 murdered with firearm. I have to mention these cities because Chicago is the political powerhouse of Illinois, as is Baltimore for Maryland. Both are the poster children for gun control, since both states are given an A rating by the gun control organization, Giffords.
Yeah. Big cities running the state.
Yep. Seems to be a recurring problem.
Population centers. That's what, you know, yeah. They would like for us to live. They would like for us to voluntarily move there. I don't know what I would do with my guns. Yeah, they would love for everybody. The flyover land would just become the cursed earth if the left had their way. Of course, we'd have to have some, you know, token farmers and people raising cattle and everything, because we got to have our milk, we got to have our ribeyes. But they would rather us live in the cities, because then you don't need cars or guns.
I wrote about that earlier. We'll get back to that, but sure. I want to cover some gun stuff first.
Sure.
Both chambers of the Ohio General Assembly have finally passed legislation that removes the permitting requirement to carry a concealed weapon. It's sitting on Governor Mike DeWine's desk. If he does nothing with it, in 90 days it becomes law. I think in about a month he's facing a primary vote. DeWine has an indicated position, but as I mentioned, this is an election year and he's being primaried. He will sign the bill. His two opponents are already saying they would have signed the bill by now. We have to talk about President Biden's State of the Union address. You know, Bill, it's shocking. Shocking, I say, when the Associated Press won't lie for a Democrat president.
Well, that's become, you know, it's hard to lie for somebody who's so obviously demented.
Well, I mean, who keeps telling bigger and bigger ones each time?
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, you know, we can look at two things right now. And for those of you who don't own a gun, carry a gun, care to ever own a gun, I get it. But understand this. This right now, you're getting a taste of this at the gas pump. Because what they're telling you that is causing the high gas prices is actually not true. What's causing the high gas prices is the same thing that causes deaths in blue cities with high gun control. Policy. Policy is what does that. So, I love the fact that they're completely unmasked. But, yeah, I mean, watching him get out there and do that stuff, it's almost funny. I didn't watch any of it. I didn't want to watch any of it. I've had it with this. I'm pretty sure we're going to be able to find a way to survive the next 3 years of utter misery. But,
Do you remember how quickly Donald Trump turned the economy around? Do you remember how fast that happened?
Well, it happened before he got inaugurated. It started happening then. The stock market started going up. Gas prices started coming down. Price indexes started coming down because they knew he was going to get out of the way of business. And
he was
Now look at what the stock market's doing. Look at what he did today. We're going to halt Russian oil, which was good because you were being hypocritical there with your sanctions while buying Russian oil. But look at who he's buying oil from now. Iran, Venezuela, Saudi Arabia, and it was Russia. Now it's just down to those fine three out there. And in the meantime, they're driving a lot of people that are not so fortunate to... I don't know how people... What about all these gig jobs that rely on you driving your car?
Yeah.
Are people going to be able to make enough money to make that worth it?
At some price. Is that still cheaper than you driving your car? We'll get back to that. Back to the Associated Press not lying for President Biden. They quote Biden in his State of the Union speech that we need to, quote, repeal the liability shield that makes gun manufacturers the only industry in America that can't be sued, the only one, close quote. Now, the AP couldn't bring themselves to call that a lie. Instead, they said, that's not true. Quote,
that's been fact-checked so many times.
Right.
And you know that his staff knows that's been fact-checked so many times. So now, we can either sit back and say, you know, Washington Post has fact-checked him and given him four Pinocchios on this. So every time he gets out there and does that, is this him knowingly lying to the American people?
Yes. Or? No, I don't think there isn't a second option. Of course he knows he's lying. He wants the Bloomberg bucks, and he knows that that statement will be repeated before the correction will appear. His claim goes on page 1 of the trace. The correction goes on page B14 in the local newspaper.
Yeah, but that belief set is the same thing as the flat earthers. They're out there. Well, I mean, you know, the flat earthers are out there saying, well, there's flat. You can eventually sail to the edge and you'll fall right off. And you can't tell them any different.
Okay, and, there you go.
But at the same time, they've seen video of people orbiting the Earth.
Right.
And they see the curvature of the Earth. And then they say, that's all fake. The moon landing was fake. And see, Biden has made no secret that he wants PLCAA repealed.
Right.
The problem is that would have to be a legislative thing. That would have to be something Congress could do, which they can't do at the moment. And come November, they're definitely not going to be able to do it.
Amen.
And I mean, they're in the pigsty with all the mud. They're just covered in it altogether. Coming up on the first break, Rob is a member. He does Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast solo. That's his own project. And he's a member of the Ensemble Cast of the Polite Society podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. Oh, guess I could turn that up. Let's try that again. Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Rob Morse, writer, podcaster. Are you still a private pilot?
No. My medical expired. It's been years since I've flown.
I've sort of thought about wanting to do that, but I mean, I see people that own planes that were built in the 60s.
Right.
And that's probably the only kind I could afford. And I don't know if I could afford that.
So, we'll talk offline. The sky is deep, Bill. You gotcha. Need to be in it enough to be comfortable.
Gotcha.
Did we do Washington? No, we didn't do Washington yet. We have to go back there.
Let's go to Washington.
Washington State passed magazine restrictions, which to my way of thinking says, great, my magazine has to be more concealable than it was before. Well, except you have to consider they're the mug me streets of Seattle. Seattle's popular Piroshi Bakery is closing its downtown location, quote, until further notice. There was the third murder in front of the store this month. Customers and staff don't feel safe. I think that means that defunding the police in Seattle is working just about the way we expected. Democrat politicians need an excuse. What do you think?
It's all policy. It's all policy. I mean, and it's stupid policy because I would love it if they would simply come out and say what it is. But they can't say what it is because that doesn't work. Because what every law they propose,
right?
What they should say is, we know it's only going to affect you guys that aren't committing any crimes, we're going to pass it anyway.
Right.
And in the interim, I guess the guys that I don't know.
Well, the Democrats who drank the Bloomberg Kool-Aid said it would reduce the surge of murders in their, in Seattle and Tacoma. Well, it never has before anywhere else. And in a few months, we can sadly say it didn't work again either. I saw a comment on Amoland and it cut me. Since standard capacity magazines are, according to Democrats, only used to murder, then why do law enforcement in Washington need more ammunition? Is it in order to murder us? A reader asked me why we support the police when the police will then act to disarm us. And I don't have a good answer for him, Bill.
Well, I guess the first answer would be that we don't know what the police will do. They have shown some very troubling tendencies during the whole COVID nonsense of doing a bunch of unconstitutional things. And understand this, cops, the oath that they take, that's between us and them. It has nothing to do with their agency. They work for their agency. And their agency is the one that gives them their orders. Their oath is between us, the governed. It's the consent of us for them to exist. And they forget all. They completely forget about that. So when if somebody were to get in my face and he was a cop, I wouldn't get up there and go, your oath is to protect me. Because it isn't. It simply is not.
Right.
So, it's not surprising that you would find bullies within the police department. I mean, I don't think most of them are bullies. But I have seen a staggering amount of them that was beyond, when they were wanting to defund them in cities they were calling for them to be killed and burned and roasted. I was backing them.
They were.
I was backing them. But then when COVID happened, okay. You guys don't exactly know which hand is the one that's actually feeding you, do you?
When they start arresting a hairdresser in, was it Dallas, Texas, who said, I can't throw my hairdressers out of business. I'm not going to throw them on the streets. Arrest me if you want to. And the governor backed out. Yep, it's real.
So,
there is some more good news in Georgia. They passed constitutional carry, and it's headed to the House. There's some other things that they passed. A Senate bill that would add a criminal charge for each firearm that's possessed by a convicted felon. Another bill prohibits courts and law enforcement agencies from sharing gun permit data with organizations outside the state, like ATF.
Right.
There's another House bill that would remove a ban that's way back from 1871, 150 years ago, that said it was illegal to bring firearms into churches and places of worship. Good. It's about time. Only, what, a century and a half, you idiots. All right. It's a start.
Well, I mean, we're liable to wake up maybe right after the 2022 elections. We're liable to wake up and see 30. There's so many states out there with constitutional carry sort of on deck that we're liable to wake up and see 30 states. I don't know what they do at that point. I mean, for me, even if I was a demented ice cream slurping, let me smell your hair, demented presidential icon dude, I would probably listen to one of my people if they were like, you know, 3 in 5 states have constitutional carry, Mr. President. Nobody wants to ban any more guns. I don't know what I would do. But when you're dealing with somebody that demented, it's hard to know which part of him is
real. Would it matter?
No, it doesn't
matter.
As
long as Bloomberg keeps shelling out, you know, and Mike Bloomberg is not going to run out of money.
Nope. But remember this. Biden is demented as Bloomberg is short. Coming up on the next break... And tell everybody how to find you, please, sir.
Each week, I co-host the Polite Society podcast. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. It's a snack food of a podcast, 20 minutes once a week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Ammoland. I get to write the weekly Armed Citizen column there. Once a week, because we're having so much fun, we want to share it with you here with Bill and the Ninjas.
Exactly. We'll be right back. Talking to Rob Morse, this is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As Russian President Vladimir Putin's military convoys continue to stall heading toward Kyiv, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby told Fox News that Russian forces were not prepared for the resistance they received.
Clearly, he wants to make a move on Kyiv. He's actually approaching on three lines of major access in Ukraine. He's kind of divided his forces, if you will. He's coming up from the south, he's coming in from the northeast, and of course down towards the north, towards Kyiv. What we assess is that Mr. Putin did not adequately plan stand for Ukrainian resistance, to be this stiff, this determined, this well-armed, and this capable.
The Parental Rights in Education Bill, also named the Don't Say Gay Bill by LGBTQ activists, has now been passed by both the Florida Senate and the House. The bill would limit what classrooms can teach about sexual orientation and gender identity. The bill would also allow parents to sue schools or teachers that engage in these topics. This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court may be looking at new rules for social media, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas is hinting that social media companies should be held liable for posts put on their sites. Justice Thomas saying the law known as Section 230, which grants immunity to those companies from lawsuits, is too broad. Thomas's claim was made as the court refused to take up a case out of Texas where a woman sued Facebook after being forced into sex trafficking.
A federal jury began deliberating in the case against a Texas man whose trial was the first for hundreds of people charged in the riot at the U.S. Capitol last year. Guy Wesley Reffitt is charged with storming the Capitol with a holstered handgun strapped to his waist and interfering with police officers guarding the Senate doors. He's also charged with threatening his teenage children if they reported him to law enforcement after that attack on January 6, 2021. Reffitt of Wiley, Texas, didn't testify at his trial. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Rob Morse, we were just talking about stuff as we were going along. I do have a suggestion on how to try to bring the president in line.
Oh, tell me, please.
So you know his favorite TV channel is TV Land. Because that plays the reruns of Matlock, because he loves the Matlock marathons. If we could somehow alter one of those episodes to say the Second Amendment is good, he might come from that, but he'd probably forget about it anyway, right after he watches it.
Yeah.
Forget what I'm saying.
We have a 15-minute window to pass legislation while he's still lucid.
Yeah.
Bill, you brought up the topic of poverty in the United States and high gas prices. It's not Lock and Load per se, but it may be why we need our firearms.
The reason I bring it up is the template is the same. There's always a misinformation template to explain why we're doing things the way we're doing. So right now, they don't want to get out there and say, well, you know, it has to do with the fact that we shut down oil You know, they put out the 9,000 leases that they have that are outstanding. Well, you know, that doesn't, just because they have a lease doesn't mean it has oil in the ground. They have to decide, they have to do the probing and everything to figure out if they have the oil in the ground. And then they have to, they want to make sure, and the reason oil was thrown wide open is because they knew under Trump that their investment, which is billions of dollars, in whatever site, whatever lease they're going to do, is going to be allowed to see fruition, and they're going to be able to make money off of it. It's right. Not just, and when Trump was elected, you were talking about how it just turned on a dime. That's because they knew he was not going to be messed with. So in the meantime, they're telling us that it's due to the Ukraine, and that it's due to, you know, it's not due to their policies having to do with oil here domestically. And that's the same thing they do with gun control. They get out there and say, we want to keep guns out of the hands of criminals. But then they do they propose a law, and if they pass it, it never affects a criminal, not a one.
Right. It affects grandma, and then we wonder why grandma gets mugged on the street.
Yeah.
Well, I just wrote a similar article, but I think all we have to do is follow the money. The Biden-Obama regime took money from China and Russia.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do what their owners paid them to do. They work for those rich oligarchs. And it's our fault. We gave the politicians too much power, but we never thought that power would then be turned against us. You've seen lots of cities where the politician uses political regulation to extort bribes. It's an old refrain. It used to be building inspections, sanitation inspections. You keep having to pay off the inspectors, or your business gets closed down. Now, oil and gas is more sophisticated, but you can't run a business if they'll put you out of business, as you said. Energy companies needed permits to explore. Then they need to drill test wells. If they do find oil, it's another permit for they call it a production well.
That's right.
Then you need the pipelines and refineries. All of those take permits.
And money. Investment.
Well, but we've got the billions of dollars. In my county and the ones around here, we've got over $100 billion worth of investment. But we don't have politicians holding a gun to that company's head.
Right.
I think the reason is it's about power. It's about kickbacks and bribes. Do you remember under the Obama-Biden administration how they closed down coal power plants and coal mines, particularly in the Northeast? They used the EPA to do that.
Yep.
And then Soros bought them for pennies on the dollar.
Sure. And that's because all of you you Tesla drivers, I mean, even Elon Musk got out there the other day and said, we need to import, increase oil production here in the U.S., which that coming from him, that's crazy. But
I think you're right.
What we have going on is we're not letting the market decide.
Right.
And the government is trying to control it, which comes to your power thing about it. If you know, the electric cars like Teslas, when their battery goes bad, that is much worse on the environment than a lifetime of car driving by itself. The car I drive and the car you drive, you still driving your Stang that you had when we were at Tactical?
Yeah, my wife is.
Okay, so that burns really clean. That thing operates really cleanly with the internal combustion engine. And in time, we'll all have, you know, like the Mr. Coffee fusion maker on the back of your car, like in Back to the Future, and we'll all be driving our cars off of a banana peel and a Pabst Blue Ribbon can. But that's when that technology matures.
It's not here now.
And right now, renewable energy cannot create enough energy for you to drive an electric car all over when that's the only energy source we have. What do you think about, just out of curiosity, because you have been in the fuel business before. Aren't you a petro engineer, were you?
I'm a nuclear engineer, but I worked in the oil field when I moved to Louisiana.
Well, that's even better. So is nuclear power deserving of the horrible marks it gets as a power source?
No, that's green scaremongering that the Greens do to get contributions. Just like the superstition that the Democrats do.
Well, I mean, we haven't built a nuclear reactor or a nuclear power plant since the 70s, is that right?
Yes, and you'd almost be foolish to try, because if you start it and don't get it completed and operating and through its trial period, by the time the administration changes, you could have several billion dollars of investment that the next administration could close on you.
Yeah, but I mean, the point here is there is a clean energy that has matured. And every time something happens like a tsunami, you know, tsunamis don't hit nuclear power plants on a daily basis like it did in Japan.
And, Japan.
Yeah, and, you know, there's things that we probably learned from that could make things better. But
we told them not to do it that way. It was a piece of Japanese feng shui. No, we have to put the diesel generator in the basement. No, you can't do that. Darn it. Okay, I've only got a minute. Nuclear power is extraordinarily safe.
It'd be even safer if we would be allowed to modernize it, right?
Oh, yeah. Nuclear in Europe. Europe used to make its own gas. They shut that down. Now they buy it from Russia. Russia built nuclear plants so that they could sell their gas to Europe.
Yeah. Tell everybody how to find you, please, sir.
Each week, I co-host the Polite Society podcast, and I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Ammoland. I get to write the weekly Armed Citizens column. Once a week, I'm with Phil and the Ninjas.
We'll be right back. Talking to Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heat pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. extendoverse.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. Where would you like to take this segment, sir?
Dean is coming on in the next hour, isn't that right?
He is. Yes, he is.
I was expecting, and I keep checking the news lines, that the constitutional carry bill in Indiana will have passed through both houses. They were saying today, and then it would go to the governor's desk. Maybe it will be by close of business, and Dean will be able to comment on it.
Well, I mean, he and I covered that for a bit. He was very enthusiastic about it in the beginning. Then he found out that the Republicans had conspired in committee let it pass. Yeah. So then that became public knowledge, and now because they are so malleable, because they so like being, and this should be a tell, children, when you're dealing with a politician who will spin on a dime in order to stay in office, you're not dealing with a person of conviction. You're dealing with someone who just likes the job. And I'm going to tell you this, politicians, in most cases, probably don't know as much about certain issues as you do. They're only as good as their staff. The only reason Rob and I don't do it is because, we don't like to wear ties.
What was fascinating, it was stuck in the Judiciary Committee, I believe, and there was at first, one of the legislators, I believe the committee chairman, said, I'm going to propose my own constitutional carry bill. I don't think she did. What happened is another committee had a different bill. They gutted it, put in the bare bones provision of constitutional carry, passed it, and so they got around the president of the Senate by gutting a bill that they had jurisdiction over to get the constitutional carry bill onto the floor.
Right.
We were expecting to see it. Hopefully it'll happen anytime soon. Now, this next news article is really a surprise. a bill in the Hawaii State House would remove the duty to retreat before you can legally defend yourself. That seems like such a right-wing statement, but it's difficult, but you can get a permit to have a firearm in your own home in Hawaii. Almost virtually impossible to get it to carry in public. One of the progressive caucus representatives, though, said it's not a partisan issue. If you're assaulted, you should have the right to defend yourself. Whoa. We'll see if he gets corrected by the Bloomberg sycophants.
Well, you know, whenever I hear about the whole duty to retreat thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I when during the 80s when I was in the military,
mm-hmm.
there were very few things I could not do physically if I had to. I mean, most of the stuff that I did on a daily basis in the 80s in the military, if I tried to do them today, I would be crippled. I mean, and the idea that, you know, you have to retreat in face of an onslaught. What if you're 83 years old? What if you're in a wheelchair? What if you got small children? What if you have a lung issue? What if you, you know, what if you, I mean, there's so many different ways that you can't retreat physically. That's another one of those things. Though. This is where they create criminals out of regular people just because they can't do something. If they pass it, I'll tip to them. I mean, it is surprising though that I agree with you. It's surprising they proposed it, but I mean, it's pretty stupid on its face. I mean, if I was in the legislature of Hawaii, I'd be up there going, "All right, I'm going to propose something that probably everybody should be rushing up to pat me on the back for. If somebody's attacking you, no duty to retreat. Just deal with that. Deal with that gent or lady, whichever it may be. Don't worry about the pronouns. Just deal with them." That's a stupid thing to have to propose.
Well, but here's where it came from. It came out of the British common law. A bunch of guys elbow to elbow in a pub. One guy turns to talk to his buddy. His shoulder hits the guy's beer. And now it's an argument. "Hey, slob, you spilled my beer."
Right.
Okay, and you're so close together, who attacked first? The comment was you have a duty to retreat. It just had to be one step. So the other guy had to close with you if he wanted to continue the fight. Now we'd established who the aggressor was. It wasn't a perpetual duty to retreat. It was a half step. "I'm sorry, I'll buy you a beer." And if the guy closes with you, other than to clink glasses and propose a toast to the queen, he started the fight. It's been perverted in some legislatures.
I think the whole idea of duty to retreat, the bar to employ lethal force, I think that is all relative to whomever the proposed victim might be.
Right.
And it's relative due to whatever, you know, my hand-to-hand combat days are way behind me.
Right.
I pulled a muscle in my back over the weekend trying to loosen a nut on a table. One with a ratchet. A very nice one. And I pulled a muscle on my back. I mean, those days are gone. So, you know. Now, if somebody comes up to me, I'm not going to be able to run from them, can't run from them, my knees are bad. And, you know, that's going to be a bad day in Baghdad for him because I still have enough force left in me to where when I stiff arm him in the face and he comes back, when he turns his face back at me, now he's going to be looking at, he's going to be going, "Is that a porthole I'm looking into? What is
that?" It looked like a gun, but my eyes have now dilated to the point that it looks like a tunnel.
Hey, man, don't those airsoft guns have a red tip? Yes, notice mine has none. You know, so, and I mean, I don't want to do that, but getting out there with these policies that they come up with, where they're saying, "Well, it's okay not to retreat now." Somebody should be standing up and saying, "I can't believe that this was ever on the books."
Well, and to get rid of it, that was what Castle Doctrine did. It said, in your own home. You have the absolute right to be there. They extended that to say, you know, not only that, how about we say to get rid of the duty to retreat, anywhere you have the legal right to be, you no longer need to retreat from that area.
Right.
Again, if somebody is closing with you, it's very clear who is initiating the conflict. So there is no duty to retreat in that situation. Again, if you're elbow to elbow and you literally can't avoid body contact, then, okay, a step lets you establish who then was the aggressor. That's not how these laws are used.
Nope. They're all used to catch somebody, to catch some law-abiding person that, you know. And then, you know, if you do defend yourself when that is present, you know what? I don't even have time to go into that. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thank you very much for shifting to today as well.
It's been a pleasure, Bill.
The pleasure has been mine. Check Rob out, Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. Coming up next, it's going to, well, you know what? We still have a minute. What was I thinking?
I wondered.
Okay,
here's a story. I hope you and Dean will cover it.
Yes.
It was covered by Cam Edwards. Remember the, I think her name is Lori Smith. Yes. The sheriff in Santa Clara County.
Oh, yeah.
She was handing out guns if you bribe
pay her. Pay to play, yeah.
Pay to play. And then she basically said, well, the grand jury missed a few of the findings that are required to prove I was corrupt in a criminal sense. Yes, I was corrupt. So she goes, basically she said, sheriffs are granted such enormous latitude in determining what is a good need clause to grant a permit that she can't be convicted.
Yes, of course. She's the sheriff of Nottingham. Thank you for joining me today.
My pleasure.
We'll see if Dean has covered that. Not that time. I think I have the time right. Coming up next, hour number three, we're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.